No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're taking a little trip down the wrestling road. I'm going to allow you guys to introduce yourselves. Let's get into this.
Right now?
Sure.
All right, let's get it, man. Yo, what's up? It's Lord A.
I'm Germanto.
And you guys beat the fuck out of each other on the internet for a living, huh?
For a living, yeah.
Interesting. Let's talk about it. How did this begin?
5 years ago, I was just like, I just like wrestling, but I was only doing music, so I'm like, damn. So you know how that was going.
You like wrestling, like you really liked it, like
yes.
Because I've known people throughout my life who were like crazy hardcore wrestling fans.
Yeah,
you were that.
I was that. Yeah, like never missed an episode. Like I was on it. Like had all the toys and shit, everything.
And how would you describe what it was that you liked about wrestling so much that really got you into it?
Dang, like it was our family. Yeah, the beatdown too, clearly, but like. My family, like, they had that on. We was babies, like, in my grandma's hands. Like, she was just watching it, you know, just caught on.
I was a huge wrestling fan as a kid, and then my parents made me stop watching it because I kept getting in fights in school.
Who was your favorite wrestler, bro?
Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake, Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, to a lesser extent, Virgil. You know, there's a bunch of motherfuckers around that time. Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah,
you know, Sergeant right. Slaughter, yeah. A whole lot of like Hulk Hogan villains at that time that I thought were pretty badass.
Well, you not an HBK guy?
What is that?
Shawn Michaels, bro. What are you doing?
But wasn't he HBK once he became the Heartbreak Kid once he went to WCW, I think. I remember, WWE. But weren't they the Rockers?
Yeah, him and Marty Jannetty, yeah.
Yeah, so that was their original group, and that was the era that I was paying attention. Then he became that afterwards, I think, yeah.
You got to respect it, though, bro. You can't leave him. When you're bringing up your favorites, bro, don't leave him out, man.
No, he was pretty badass.
Trying to keep this table clean, man.
I like Mr. Perfect. You don't remember Mr. Perfect, man. Mr. Perfect was a prick. He was not perfect at all. He was a total asshole.
He spit the gum out, though. All right.
I remember being just so fascinated by the Million Dollar Man. Like, this guy is this rich, and this is how he chooses to spend his time? Like, just beating guys up in the ring?
The belt was cool.
The belt was cool.
The belt was fucking lit. No cap.
Million Dollar Man was Donald Trump, though, before Donald Trump even existed. Like, they predicted his existence of, like, well, I guess not really. He was still alive then, obviously, but. Okay, so you were always around it.
Yeah.
But how'd you start actually doing it?
I just went into, like, the movie theater and was like, bro, let me RKO you. Like, and I just RKO'd one of my friends. None of the people that you see now, they wasn't around yet. Like, this was 5 years ago. Okay. I was just in the movie theater like, bro, I'm finna RKO your shit. Then I just did it on camera. And then, boom, it actually took a minute for it to, like, skyrocket. But, yeah, that was, like, 2 years later. Then it got on ESPN and shit.
It took 2 years for it to go viral?
Yeah.
What viral, the fuck? Viral.
Look, when I was doing those videos, when I did it the first time, and I was just doing the music and stuff, that got the most, like, likes and views. And I'm like, oh, these niggas weird. So I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to do it. We did it, like, every major pay-per-view, like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. Like, I didn't just do it to, you know, do it. But when we kept doing it, they was like, bro, let me see a pedigree or let me see, you know, like, more moves. And I'm like, these niggas want me to wrestle.
Yeah.
What's the trick to doing those kind of moves just in public? Like, wrestlers are doing it in a ring that has a lot of bounce and give to it. You're over here just smashing people onto the ground like on the basketball court.
Yeah.
What's the trick?
You just do it. There's no trick. Literally, you know, okay, look. So, look, if you got slammed on your back right here, it would hurt, right?
For years, weeks.
Yeah. And same thing.
Just build different.
Yo, just build different.
You just believe in it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. No count.
If you believe in the power of wrestling, you'll just find a way to survive.
Yeah.
I hear it.
All of that.
Were you influenced by, like, underground, like, back alley or, like, backyard wrestling?
Not backyard. I found out about that late. It had nothing to do with it. I didn't even know it was called backyard wrestling.
Uh-huh.
We took it to the public because it's like, who could do it there? We was doing it in Walmarts. We didn't even do it in Walmart yet. It was like McDonald's and fast places, and it was only like two moves. And then it started building like, yo, let's just go on all these places. Because we're like, when I found out, okay, they're not going to ban me. They don't even catch us half the time. I'm like, okay, the most they're going to do, like even the boys, as soon as we get in anywhere, I'm like, all they're going to do is tell us to leave.
Yeah.
And we already did the video. It's over. Like, they can't do shit. They don't know me. We don't even live here.
Mm.
So we just do it. going about our business, post it, and there's no hope there. We just say, yo, it's going to go viral. It doesn't. We know what numbers we expect. You feel me?
Mm. Do you, but so you never had a situation get more complicated in terms of the law being pissed off about it or anything?
You wasn't here for this one. We was in a CEFCO, okay. The gas station. We did it like we hopped on the counter, like the store, like across the street. They was like, they called the cops. Three cops pull up. They walk in there. They see you know that Twisted T that got smashed over there? Yeah, we yes. did that. We reenacted it.
Okay.
So there was
okay.
T. Yeah, so there was T everywhere, like all over the ceiling. He came in. He said, were y'all fighting? I'm like, nah. He saw the T in my hand. He said, what's that? I said, you know what it is. He called on the walkie-talkie. He was like, yo, they're not fighting. And then he just said, y'all gonna clean this up? I said, yeah. And then he just left. Like, it's on video.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we, yeah, cops come, like, we do it in the street. Cops come, they pull up, and then the same dude, he got called twice. He came, he was like, oh, my God. Y'all just hurry up.
Yeah. I like that you got in trouble at one place, and then you went across the street and did the exact same thing again.
Yes, yeah. And then he was like, oh, just hurry up. Because at this point, they really don't care. We could be doing so much more shit.
Right.
We're just, like, fighting each other in public. We ain't breaking nothing. We break our stuff. I'm not a menace.
I mean, it's very, like, attention-getting, but when I compare it to, like, a lot of the people that I know or interview and, like, what they might have in the car at the gas station, you guys mm-hmm. are probably not their biggest priority, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
They just want us out of there.
Yeah. Type shit.
But so, okay, like, what made you not want to go the traditional wrestling route, like, take hella steroids and just get big as fuck and then go join the WWE and stuff?
I definitely took the wrestling route, not the steroids part, but I went to school. I went to wrestling school.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yes. As soon as I left high school. Like,
and where'd you grow up again?
Killeen, Texas, like Fort Hood.
Okay.
By Austin and shit.
Right.
Look, we did it. I went to the school. It cost too much money. Mm-hmm. I couldn't afford it at the time because, you know, I'm like, I have to come drive 45 minutes three times a week and still, like, try to make money paying my bills. And I'm like, that ain't working. And then they actually, they do not fuck with me. I left.
Why didn't they like you?
Because I left and went viral. And then I got booked. We, like, my team now, we all got booked for, like a famous promotion for, like, the independent scene. And then, yeah, they were just like, I tried to go back to go get some more school stuff. They was like, nah.
We don't fuck with you.
Yeah, they hating. Yeah. The old dude was hating. Like, everyone, they was like tip writing. Like, they fucked with it. They was like, yeah, bro, that was hardcore, bro. You're having so much fun. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to come back. They said, no, you don't. And then, yeah.
Because, I mean, in wrestling, is it the kind of thing where you're very much expected to, like, go through these years of hard work, and they don't like to see somebody just sort of, like, pull a stunt and, like, jump to the front of a lot of people's mind, right?
Exactly. Yeah, straight like that. We just went straight in.
Crazy. Okay, so you start putting it on Instagram. Is that like, okay? You said you got booked for that one thing or whatever, but with wrestling school, then how did you sort? That was before you like started to really get on social media and shit.
I was a little on social media, but when I went to the wrestling school, They wanted to close it. Like, they didn't want me to do those videos no more. They're like, you can't do these. Like, I don't know. They're weird. I'm like, if I'm doing all this shit, I'm bringing attention to y'all. Like, we got all these followers and all this, like, attention. Like, we're the only people who got on, like, ESPN except WWE, period. And we're like, okay, the stuff that we're doing, like, we have no rules. Like, babies get hit, grandmas get hit.
Babies?
Yes.
How? What happened?
What do you mean? They just.
There was just a baby just.
Bring the hood out. Up. Slide little kids across. Like, yeah.
Really? That's cool. I'd love to see my daughter get into wrestling. She's 4 months. You think she's old enough?
Bring her. Just no rules. In this world, look, okay, in the real world, you know, GTA 5 stars. I go out there, slide a kid, I'm out. Uh-huh. But for some reason, like, when we turn on this camera, and we say, yo, let's just start filming. There's no rules.
Anything can happen in that
Anything.
Moment.
Like a cop could try to catch us, and he's getting super kicked, and he's not.
RKO him.
Yes. Yeah. Like, type, yeah.
Do you ever see 6ix9ine RKOing that girl? That was like a big thing for him back in the day when he first started going viral.
I think he pedigreed a girl.
Oh, that was it, yes.
Yeah, we've seen that video. Someone sent it to us.
What'd you think of it? It's kind of jacking your star.
Nah, I'm not. Nah, I don't know him, bro.
You couldn't fuck with it.
I don't know him, bro. I don't know what that is. We saw the video, but it was just like, it was all right.
Yeah. That's a wrestler.
That's not all right. He did it.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's like the most awkward encounters you've had with people when they do catch you? I guess we already talked about the cops and stuff, but I just can't imagine like what people think when they actually see you guys doing this shit in public.
Have we had one with you yet? Because I have about like three.
Name
them. When I was in McDonald's, I had a female like walked in there because her food was taking too long, and she just whooped my ass. When like the referee, he was high as shit, so he didn't even come at the right time. So when I got Stone, you know Stone Cold Stunner. I did a whole backflip. Like she hit that bitch for real. Like I hit my knees, then I hit my back, then I'm flipping, then I land on top of the ref. He slid in at the wrong time, and then the manager come around the corner. He said, "Yo, what are y'all doing?" I'm on the floor. I'm still flipping. Like I'm still trying to get up. Uh-huh. I look back, and then everyone left. They got in their cars and drove off. I'm the last one in the store. I have to deal with a grandma, a manager, everyone yelling at me. I'm just like, y'all.
Wait, but so you don't have a code of everybody has to stick together when you're doing the wrestling?
No. You literally get out.
So this is not like
If we didn't ride together, like if we all took separate cars, because the ref, he was on probation.
Okay.
So he was not fucking with it. Like, as soon as he heard the manager, he got up and he ran. As soon as I stand up and turn around, nobody there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm getting yelled at by like this old lady. So yo, my kids are in here and he's autistic. Like nothing was going right that day, bro.
Right.
It was the worst situation.
What is your team like and how did that develop and what did it start out like?
My team, okay, so
just like you watch the videos, there's a lot of people that you see over and over in the videos, particularly like when you say the ref. I've seen this ref.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, him. Just like any other team you got, you know, there's people who come and go, right? The people I got now, like him, he's our high flyer. Like I'm 250. When I'm doing these flips in the air and I hit the ground, I'm 250 like crash and I hate it.
Right.
So now that we got this guy, yeah, he's a daredevil and he's been solid. Like people who want to on our team now, they just want to work. So
but how'd you find him? How'd you reach out?
I was at a gas station shooting a music video. He had a car, a red car. He was like, bro, let me in. He hopped in the music video and then I looked at his Instagram. He had a pool. I'm like, yo, fuck, bro. You
got a car and a pool. I fucks with you.
Yes. And then, yeah, I said, bro, let me take some pictures, bro. I'll pay you. He ain't even charged me, man. So that's one. That's BFF for life right there. But that's it. Now, the other dude, Tahir, he's this dreadhead guy. He was supposed to be here, but his flight was today, so he had to go.
Okay.
I met him. I used to do them dance videos. I was doing a lot of shit, bro.
So what year are we talking that you were dancing?
2018 and 19.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was linking up with him. He was with this dude that I'm not name dropping.
No name drop.
He was with this other dude that Wise Everything. Fuck it. The Wise Everything Chrome guy. He was with him. They was all like in a group, and I was linking up. We was dancing in Walmart, and then I was like, yo, I need someone to record. He was recording, and it went from recording to coming in front of the camera. And he's a wrestler, and he whoops ass too. Everybody in the group whoop ass. And yeah, there's this girl in the group too. We whoop her ass. She gets her ass whooped a lot.
Right.
Yeah, she whoops our ass too. It's all even.
In society, there's kind of like an expectation that women aren't going to get beat up, but those rules don't apply.
No, they don't apply. Bro, how many girls? My ex got beat up in the videos. Everyone gets beat up.
I know Leah gets beat.
Aaliyah gets her ass foot to jaws. Just
buying
like,
some food, they're good.
We live. Yeah, we buying food after though.
So anyone in your life is pretty much like it could happen. Like
yeah.
You could get tossed up in this ring.
Yeah. Even if there was like, if somebody was like, bro, I got a belt for you. Everyone's getting it.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Because
you were just telling me that you have a guy in your DMs right now trying to get you to pull up to go after his belt. I don't know what belt this is or how this belt is considered anything anyone would care about, but.
Dude, when you bring wrestling and you have a belt, look, if you hit me up and my DM was like, bro, I got a wrestling belt, you're not man enough to take it, bro. You're like, you literally just like banged my hood.
Wow.
You just banged in my hood, bro.
But does it matter what the belt is?
No, I don't give a fuck if it's a Gucci. I fought for a Gucci belt.
Wow. Oh my God.
Dude, I don't care what it is, bro.
That's like such a good idea to make a wrestling belt sized Gucci belt.
Yeah. And then we just run up on them.
Yeah.
Like, we don't ask no questions. Like, they'll send, like, this dude, if I wanted to, really, if he dropped a location, he didn't send no ad yet. If he really dropped a location, we would literally just slide on him.
That sounds like it could go badly very easily.
Yeah.
You know?
That's his problem.
It's his problem. That's his problem.
His homie across the street sees y'all running up in his house acting crazy, wearing fucking thongs and shit, and he's just going to be like, what are you doing? Like, that's my friend. I'm going to shoot you. Maybe he's not telling everybody on the block, like, these wrestlers are coming and we're going to wrestle for this belt. I would be confused.
You would? If you seen this, just like...
If I saw you guys in little wrestling shorts and you were, like, running up on my neighbor's house.
Yeah. With a referee.
Yeah.
And the table.
Well, okay. With all that, maybe I would react a little differently. But I still feel like, you know, an extreme reaction would still be a reasonable reaction.
Can you believe that we haven't had any issues within these past 5 years?
That's what I was going to say. Nobody's ever tried to fight you.
Were they, do they really want to hop in that?
I mean, I don't know. Like,
look, I just look in the videos. We just ripped somebody's leg off.
And saw that.
And the people, they was down. They was like, yo, bro, you need help? I said, come on.
So this is just an amputee who wanted to get down.
Yeah, who wants to, if he wants, no. He got his ass whooped.
You really ripped his leg off though?
Yeah. And his drawers came, we didn't know his leg, I didn't know his leg was like that. We pulled
it. That was a surprise.
Yeah, and then when we pulled his leg, I'm looking at him, we're just like, we're still mad. We're like, fuck. Then we just kept going, his drawers were out. I'm like, oh well, let's.
Because it's just my assumption that a lot of amputees are kind of bitch made and like would not really want to get their leg yanked off in a fake wrestling match in public.
He said, I can't perform there no more.
Mm.
He dead ass said that. I was like, bro. And then the dude didn't turn the lights off. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's not your fucking day.
This is not for you.
He's done.
Yeah. If you book us, look, if you give us a heads up, like, yo, come here, whoop this guy's ass, say no more.
Really?
Yeah, it's that quick.
That's it.
Wow.
Homegirl, when she came and got us outside, she was like, yeah, Adam got the table ready. I was in a whole different outfit.
Mm.
I was ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you were standing up in your swag clothes and shit, so.
Swag clothes, is that what this fit is called?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know that. I definitely assumed that we were going to probably do some wrestling by the end of the day, although, like, what would be your recommendation of the kind of thing that we should do that me, as somebody who has never wrestled and does not want to snap my vertebrae in half, could potentially be involved in?
Put him through a table.
Yeah, you can get put through a table.
Yeah.
The safest way, though.
That's the safe way?
Yeah, or you can climb on top of this cage and drop an elbow on us.
Wow, that is pretty fucking high up.
You got it in you. That's not high.
I mean,
6 feet.
It's weird to imagine because it's like, I know that if the ceiling was higher, I could probably stand on top of that and jump off and land on my feet. But the idea of landing sideways, like on my rib cage / elbow, is kind of freaky to me.
Not made for
dude,
this.
Dude, you're not made for this. He's not built like this.
I take them hits on daily.
Maybe we can build up to it. I don't need to go that high to start.
Bro, shake me up, bro.
Better.
So talk to me from your perspective when you link with him. Like, how do you actually, were you super into wrestling prior to this or what?
Ooh, the first video we did, it went pretty well.
11,000, like 11,000 likes. It's a lot of views, but.
I did a big jump on my first video, so that's what really, I just kept going from there.
What were you doing before this?
Before this, I moved to a new house. I was doing music a little bit, but I didn't have the right people, so I wasn't really going anywhere with it. So then I just started wrestling.
Right.
And wrestling, that's where I stick to now. Now I'm moving up to the music stuff now.
Okay. So, yeah, like, what happened to your music dreams? Are you still pursuing it?
Oh, no, there's this wrestling. I've been using this to feel that. We ain't got no label. I got a couple hard features with, like, I would say local famous artists, like, in the Arlington area.
Okay.
Like, before they blew up. You heard of Big K? Big K Beezy?
No.
Splurge?
Oh, I know Splurge. Yeah.
I know, yeah. Yeah, that was my first. Well, Sensei Molly was my first feature. You know her?
She's tight
Yeah, that was my first two like features. And then ever since then, I'm smart with it. Like, I have everything just like stored up, and then I release it when I need to. Like the music video, we just wait till we go viral again. We go viral, we're like, all right, let's drop it. And then we let it go.
Yeah.
And we go viral like at least like 2 times a week.
How does it usually happen? Like,
viral?
Yeah, who seizes upon it and like decides?
We just post it in like some videos that we don't even think is doing shit. It just they're like, oh, we never seen this before. Like, we did a bowling alley one.
I saw that.
I didn't even think that was funny. I thought that was rushed. We just walked in that bitch and was like, yo, we apologized to the, well, he apologized. He just said, yo, dude, sorry. Then we just went over there and started fighting, went through the bowling pins, and then we posted. That bitch was viral. I was like, well, shit. And
I was a little worried because I was thinking, like, is that bowling thing going to come down and just, like, crush
we
you?
Thought about it, and yeah. I was just like,
just it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm just, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't want to go in there.
My mom always has this story that she brings up that when I was, like, 7, 8, 9 years old, there's some shit that I was, like, really upset about how WrestleMania went that year, because I think it was the year that Hulk Hogan actually got his face burned with fire by, like, I think Sergeant Slaughter, like one of them dudes that was basically like on the side of the Iraqis. And I was really like upset that like Hulk Hogan's face got burned or whatever. And my mom was like, Adam, it's not real.
When was his eye black?
It might have been.
Did that happen? Like his eye was it like blackened out?
I think it was more like he had like a burn on his face. This is like 92 or some shit.
Okay.
And my mom told me that it wasn't real. And I was so upset that I cried my eyes out. What would you say to a kid? You wouldn't tell him that it was fake.
No. We broke a kid's arm, but Instagram fucking removed it, and that's why I'm still blocked from live.
Really?
Yes, we broke a kid's arm, and his nose was bloody. We posted that, and then they were just like, I'm like, I thought, when people get scared and do that, I'm like, I thought wrestling was fake. Like, why y'all bitching? Like, why y'all bitch made, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's fucking, yeah, y'all said wrestling's fake, and we're just wrestling.
Right.
So, we did. I mean, his arm was broken. You know, it was a little bent up. But.
Yeah. But there are certain things that you just can't throw on Instagram. They're crazy about blood, and they're crazy about, like, things that just look gory.
Dude,
in
I went
general.
In thumbtacks.
Oh, boy.
On Instagram. And yeah. It's still there. Like, I have bloody noses. I think it's because it's me, though.
Right.
The little kid, yeah. We knew it went too far. When I saw it, I was like, damn, this is our most viewed video ever. Like, it passed the Lemonade video in 2 hours. And I'm like, damn, it's got 22,000 likes right now. And then the little kid, he was so hurt when it got deleted. He said, why you deleted? I said, bro, you're that damn good. That's all I could say. I said, bro, you're that damn good. Like,
but you really broke his arm. Okay. Yes, you broke his arm. That's tough. What, you guys get stuff removed consistently or?
On TikTok. We quit. Fuck TikTok,
oh,
bro.
TikTok is too crazy.
They're
with the violence.
They're annoying.
Huh?
No way getting through them at all.
There's nothing. Like, I know, like, our stuff is new. Like, you know, it's different if they would have dealt with a lot of people that's doing the same shit. Like, right. You know what? They're doing the same thing they're doing, but we're the only people who's doing that stupid shit. So they're like, yo, you know what? We don't even know how to handle them. Let's just delete the videos.
I mean, TikTok is trying to create a world that is so different than the actual world. Like, they want you to believe that this is what people are like.
Yeah, they want really, to. No, I was telling my people, I'm like, yo, they want us to be a specific way. They want us to be on there dancing. They want us to be holding a phone like this and going into the mall. I'm like, bro, they want you to act a certain way. And I'm like, bro, we get on here and play fight. That's what we're going to call it. We get on there and play fight. They take it down. But people go on there, they making all these, like, they can do racist jokes and weird stuff. And I'm like, okay, so this can stay. But we can't play fight.
Right.
And I'm like, we're actually doing shit that's talented. You feel me? They're getting laughed at and just, you know, faking shit. I'm like, bro, like, I don't get it. We actually linked up with people who do all of that. Like, I seen, like, every type of, like, world that I wanted to see. I saw the TikTok world. And I saw how they live. I'm like, okay, they're not much different from us, but I don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. We don't like TikTok because I'm not a meme.
Right.
We actually, like, just go around, like, whooping ass, and we have an endpoint. Our endpoint, we want to be in a company. We want to be signed. We don't care which one it goes. If music, look, you never know. You know, anything can happen. Something can randomly blow up. Cool, we'll take the music deal. Someone say, yo, come to WWE. We'll go to WWE, too.
Right.
There's no difference. We're just not a meme. So I don't like TikTok.
But how do you reach out to the WWE, or is it more like you're probably more likely to get signed to a smaller one and build up your reputation there?
People follow us from them. And I'm like, okay, like, you know Randy, I know you know Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah.
He retweeted my shit.
Oh, really?
Yes. On Overtime, like, all them little House of Highlights, they always post our shit. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why we ain't, you know, they all watch my stuff and they have a rival company called AEW. You heard of that?
Mm.
You did?
I've heard about it.
Shaq
a bit,
just
yeah.
got, he was just on there like fighting.
Really?
Yes. And they, like, the people who own it, some of the owners, there's a lot, there's about like 7 co-owners and there's a real owner. They all follow me and they talk to me. I met them in person. That's one of the people who, he booked me for the show.
Uh-huh.
For the little independent. He's like the king of independent.
Right.
So if you're in a wrestling school, that's your dream. Like, mm. that's your WrestleMania. That's where we went and did that. So I'm like, okay, we do all this shit. When we was over there, they were yelling, like, people in the whole room chanting Walmart. He's getting crowd reactions. I'm getting crowd reactions. Like, everyone's going dumb. The paramedics, they're scared. Mm. I'm like, they act like they never seen yeah. shit like that. Yeah, they thought I had a concussion. I wasn't moving. I actually did get a concussion. It was a minor, but it wasn't really severe, you know? I'm squeezing hands. I'm like, bro, leave me alone.
Do you think that the WWE, because, like, to me it seems so obvious that's, like, having a wrestler who just blows up off social media is the kind of story that would probably bring a lot of people in, that would be very marketable, that would be super easy to work. If I work at the WWE, the same way that, like, if you have a rapper who is really, like, gets famous for something, like, mm-hmm. like from doing it themselves, like, if you're a record label, you would rather sign that guy than the guy who's really, like, brought up through the industry. Like, you know, like, I assume a lot of wrestlers kind of are more.
I promise you exactly what you're saying. We have this conversation, and we're like, we're not those people who be like, why me though? You feel me? We're just like, let's just keep going, and we'll see what happens. That's how, like, we just keep making money. We work. We have regular jobs. I get paid off the internet. Well, people off the internet. The internet, like Instagram, we're still trying to get, like, monetized. We can't get a blue check. We have 206,000. Yeah, we can't. And we have, they said press. I'm like, you look up my name, all these, even, bro, there was a tour bus. There's the article. They didn't even interview me. They got a whole fucking article about, we got almost, like, kidnapped on the tour bus.
I heard about this. Yeah, tell me the story. What happened with the tour bus?
Okay, so, actually, I'm going to tell you the whole story. So I got a phone call, right? This dude, he was like, yo, we have a bus for you. We have, like, thousands of dollars. Like, all you have to do these tour dates. Like, they said they wanted us to go on tour. And, bro, anything, if you call me and say, yo, you're going on tour, why wouldn't we feel like we earned it? We do shit. We're like, you know, we have a good buzz. I'm like, all right, cool. And then he showed me the contracts. The contract, at first, the end result was going to be, like, probably $16,000, like, just for 5 days. There was 5 tour dates, and it ended in Mexico, like, a specific spot. I forgot the name. What was it?
Sinaloa.
In Sinaloa, yeah. Sinaloa. That, yeah, exactly. Everyone said that.
It goes down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the middle was, like, Odessa. The first stop was Atlanta. So that was 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks, like, the first beginning, before, like, we had 2 weeks now to prepare. As we get down to the last, like, the last day, they're like, yo, we couldn't get approved for these. We only got Atlanta and Mexico. So I'm like, am I finna pass up the easiest, like, quick $4,000 real quick? And I don't got to pay for nothing. So I'm like, you know what? My manager, he's like, bro, I'm not going with you to Mexico. I'm like, why everyone being scared?
I didn't want to go either.
Yeah, he didn't want to go. Everybody. Everyone was in there. I'm telling my mom. She's like, yo, don't go to Mexico. Like, everyone's saying, like, yo, they be doing weird shit out there. I'm like, I'm getting my bag right now. So
I have been to Mexico many times, love Mexico. I hear shit in the news all the time that makes me feel like maybe I'm just never gonna go back there because shit is really getting wild.
It very was getting wild, but when we, okay, the last thing that they got me to convince, the tour bus, it had my picture all over it, and it put my friends on there too, because we all, like, it was the whole group, so the whole group was like, damn, we just got a tour bus, we're going up right now, so we're like, all right, cool. I signed a contract, sent it over, they sent me a couple thousand off rip, like, they gave me two. They gave me two already. So I'm like, all right, they not playing.
For real, yeah.
So we get on a bus. It goes to Atlanta. Now, when I get to the bus, I see the bus driver. He came with 4 luchadors. Like, they was all together. Off rip, they said they was famous in, like, Mexico. Like, they had all pictures with Rey Mysterio, all them famous luchadors and shit. So I'm like, all right, cool. We get to Atlanta, right? The bus driver loses the keys, allegedly loses the keys, and we have to take an Uber to the show. So I'm finna go fight, and it's at a rodeo. We get there. We're not doing it in the rodeo. We're doing it outside in the back. Hmm. So I'm like, why did people,
like, what is it?
Why y'all playing with me right now? But I'm like, they just gave me $1,000, so let me keep it. Let me just do this shit. I took an L, too. I didn't even give a fuck. I was just like, bro, hurry up. Let this nigga win, bro. So I laid down, boom. At the end of the show, I get my cut. I got my little cash out. I'm looking at them Hispanic wrestlers. They didn't get paid. I'm like, okay, they don't care. Like, they're supposed to be famous wrestlers, and they're wrestling their heart out, so why the fuck they ain't getting paid? I'm like, all right, cool. We get to the hotel. This is where everything gets fucked up. So the promoters that gave us the bus, right? They never came to the show. They were supposed to be there. They never came to the show. I'm the only one who knows them. From the whole trip, there's about like 10 of us. I'm the only one who knows them. Hmm. So we get there. They call the promoters that gave us the bus. They didn't show up, right? They call my manager. They say, yo, someone brought the keys to the front desk. Go get them. So they made my manager go get them. So when we all woke up in the morning, because we had to leave, we still got the tour, right? My manager has the keys, and the bus driver's like, yo, I don't know where the keys are. My manager, I call him. I'm like, why the fuck he got the keys? He said, yeah, they told me to get them. And then so the bus driver looked like he ain't had the keys. So I'm like, all right, cool. I told my manager, I said, he must have thought we was finna leave him or some shit. So he get down there, boom, give us the keys. We on the road, right? We're going, they're texting my phone. They're like, yo, we need you to come to Mexico right now. I said, I don't got no clothes. I ran out. They're like, no, we need you right now. I'm like, bro. I said, all right, stop in Dallas so I can get my clothes, right? We get to Alabama. We get pulled over by the cops. And I'm like, here they go. They see a bunch of black people on the bus. Nah, okay, so they like, yo, we know this bus goes to Mexico, so they want to search it for drugs. Hmm. They didn't find anything, but they broke the bus. I was pulled over for 6 hours. It was 2 when we got pulled over. It's been 6 hours now. I'm in Alabama, like Levingston, some shit. So they fix it, right? We had a mechanic fix it. Now it's dark. We get pulled over again. The police was like, yo, pull over to the nearest gas station. We're just going to make sure that your bus works. So we get pulled over again. We go to the gas station. We get out. They like, yo, leave and go eat real quick and come back. I come back to the bus, right? We all just finished eating. They say we found packages of hundreds of thousands of dollars on the bus. I'm like, they planted that shit. So, because, you know, we're already in a racist place. So I'm like, yo, they planted that shit. Like, I am going for it. I'm recording.
I like that theory, but also, like, me as somebody who's listening, I'm just thinking, like, do the cops really have hundreds of thousands of dollars at their disposal that they can plant on a bus? Like, that would be kind of crazy.
We didn't see it.
Yeah.
We didn't see it, though.
You didn't see it even.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we didn't see it.
Yeah. Up, right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, bro, what are y'all, like, you know, I'm yelling at them. I'm recording. Everyone's reposting it because now I'm stuck in Alabama and my bus broke. That's my only transportation. So I'm hours away from my house, and we were supposed to be on tour. We're like, yo, they fucking my shit up. Like, this was supposed to be our come up.
Right.
We had thousands of dollars on the way. So, okay, cool. They did all that shit. That took about another 6 hours. The SWAT team was there. Uh-huh. Everybody. Like, there's a whole, I got the video, so I just took it down. So everyone, they barricaded my bus, and then they broke it again. They said, we're going to interview the bus driver, and they're telling me, they said, dude, you know, I think they're using you as a mule. Like, he's telling me all this shit, like, in Atlanta. And I'm like, how the fuck these Alabama cops know what was going on in Atlanta? And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, whatever. I think the promoters called me. They only know me, right? I'm the only one who spoke to them. Mm-hmm. They said, yo, go to the hotel. We're finna get you. We'll have this fixed and sorted out in the morning. Y'all be back on the road. So we get there. I'm the last one to walk in the hotel. The luchadors, they're at the front counter. I'm like, what happened? My name didn't work. They was like, nah, they was in our names. We already got them. I'm like, how the fuck? I went around the corner because now I'm talking to myself. I'm going crazy already. I'm already pissed. I'm like, how the fuck if they didn't never spoke to the promoters, how they book them in their name? That's when I clicked everything together. I'm like, oh, shit. Then I'm like, they didn't even get paid at the show. Because this whole thing was some scandal shit. And I'm like, they're trying to get me to go to Mexico. And I'm the only one who knows about Mexico because they're trying to get me to get there so we can get that shit smuggled. They use me to do all them tour dates so it wouldn't look suspicious because I'm famous already. Mid-famous, I had a big-ass buzz. So anything that I did, it looked legit.
Right.
And I had a contract. It was legit, but they was doing shit on the outside. So, okay, I'm in the hotel.
Wow, this is insane.
I know. The luchadors, they always gave me my own room. Yeah, because that's
they were wearing the mask the whole time?
So these every time we took a picture, they put their mask on. And they wanted to, they was like, yo, bro, snap up with me. They don't magically have a mask on and all this other shit. And I'm like, why the fuck did nigga keep putting his mask on? Nobody know you. But I'm
I can't believe that you were an unwilling participant in this and that. Oh, I'd love to hear how the rest of it goes, too.
Okay, no, I'm going to finish. Okay, so now I'm in the hotel, right? I just found out everybody got their rooms. Like, the luchador, they slept with the bus driver in the same room every time. And I start putting pieces. They let me be by myself. Nobody was fucking with me. So I had my own room. I called everybody in my group. I say, yo, everyone come here right now. And then I tell them what happened. I say, yo, the bus driver didn't lose the keys. He hid them, and whoever picked them up, that's where they did the drug trade. So I'm like, all right, cool. They did the trade there. I put everything together. I said, yo, we need to leave now. Like, we need to sneak out. I'm trying to call Ubers. No one drives in that area. There's no Uber, no Lyft. So it's 2 in the morning. I'm sitting here like, okay. And they're texting my phone, yo, at 8 a.m., be downstairs. I'm like, fuck. So... they said be at there at 8. I woke up at 6. I'm banging on all the hotel rooms. I'm like, yo, get me. I have thousands of dollars. They don't even know that I have money. I look like fucked up though, because you know I ran out of clothes and shit. So I'm tweaking out there. I'm knocking on. They all racist. They really was like looking at me like I'm crazy, and that is a racist. They was all looking at me like I'm just a bum and I'm tripping. I'm like, I've hit the front desk up. I said, yo, get me to a rental place. I finally, this old black dude, he was at a gas station in this one spot. He said he never go there. He never parked there a day in his life. He always goes to that same gas station, but he never goes there. He took me. Gave him like $300 just to go 30 minutes up the street. I got to a car rental place. I had to sneak back to Texas because that's where the promoters were. They never came on the trip. If I told them I was going back to Dallas, they would have been waiting at my car.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, all right. They call me. They say, yo, where you at? It's like, it's 8. Everyone's downstairs. They're waiting for me. They're like banging on my door. They're like, where you at? I'm like, yo, I had to go to Atlanta, like back to my manager because y'all too hot. Like, y'all too hot down there. And then I couldn't post on social media. I couldn't do nothing. Everyone blowing me up. And then we get back to Dallas. My car's still there. I thought they like towed that bitch because we was stuck longer than we were supposed to. And then fans, they hit my phone. They like, yo, you in, it's some shit over there by Dallas. It was by that area. They was like, yo, we see your bus. They just abandoned it. And the bus driver, his family hitting up my whole group. They hitting up the female artists I got. They was all in her DM. Yo, you seen blah, blah, blah. You seen blah, blah, blah. He ran to Mexico, wherever the fuck he went. He just like disappeared for good. Like, he gone.
The driver.
Yeah.
He's just gone.
Yeah, he gone. Because they tapped all of our phones in Atlanta. They knew what the fuck they was doing. So that's why they was waiting for us in Alabama. Because they was waiting for the bus to go through.
The cops somehow.
Yes. They knew we was going. Bro, how did Alabama cops know what was going down in Atlanta? Right. They told me. That's when I got to the hotel and saw that, I'm like, these motherfuckers is playing with me right now. The cop was telling me, I have the cop on video. Like, I have every story. It's 24 hours, it's gone. He said, yo, they're using you as a mule.
Right.
The bus driver literally he hid the keys in Atlanta. And I'm like, I look at the stories again and I put everything. I was like, damn. This cop was in my face telling me these dudes was like using you, giving you a fake tour and everything. Like, they were just using you as a mule to get all this shit across like the country so they can get it to Mexico. And they was going to keep you in Mexico.
If they would've, that's the question. What were they going to do to you out there?
Nobody wants to find out.
That was
the end point right there. Like, who would want to find out?
They
what
have crazy ass mass graves that they'd be finding out there, full of people all the time. They'd be like having these apartments where they have people just like chained up and shit. You hear about them busting these places all the time. I wonder if those guys were from the cartels. If they were going to Sinaloa,
it had to be that because they wanted. I got everything, and I was like, I don't care if my phone tapped, like, if they watch. They don't even know how to work Instagram like that, so I don't give a fuck to tell the story or talk about it. It ain't no snitch. I ain't say no name. I don't give a fuck who it is. Now, when we looked up the names that they used, right, they actually used a real company of a people that live in Atlanta. They're based in Atlanta. They were real people, but the people who we were talking to, that wasn't them.
Wow.
They were using and they put their brand on the bus. And that was a real brand. Like, everything was so fucking real, but they was doing shit on the outside.
That's crazy.
It's not fair.
Honestly, that sounds like a really good movie.
It is a good movie.
If it was going to be a really good movie, it should probably like end differently. Like, you probably should actually end up in Mexico and end up like, you know, captured for a while and then you get out.
Yeah.
Maybe I could.
I just want to know who made the fucking, like, they made an article, though. Movie.
There's a whole story about it.
If you type up my, like, if you search my Instagram name up, it says indie wrestler bus hostage, and I'm like,
and they didn't talk to you.
No one talked to me. There's two articles. I looked up my name again on Google, and there's some more shit.
What the fuck?
They even got a win and loss sheet for me. I'm not even. I'm like, bro, who's doing this shit, bro? But
I'm really surprised that that story could have ended so badly for you, either by ending up in Mexico or the cops not believing you.
Yeah, because they try to get me to say that bus was mine. Because all the packages, they were smuggled in the diesel tanks.
Wow.
That's why when I saw them break our shit, I'm out, bro. I'm on the outside of the bus looking at these dudes, like, lights flickering. I'm like, bro, they just broke me. I just got this bitch.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, no matter how racist or bored these Alabama cops are, it seems kind of excessive for them to spend like 8 hours on the side of the road ripping up a random tour bus.
I just thought they were trying to like stop me, bro.
You know, like, it seems like there has to be something for them to be like really searching it that thoroughly.
They didn't
thoroughly,
find anything,
you know?
Though. That's what made it worse.
It was that well hidden.
Yeah, they didn't find the end. No, because they didn't have the tools get to where they needed to go. So I was like, damn. When they came up out the bus after searching it and told us after 6 hours and it was dark now that y'all can go, I'm looking at them like, bro, is you fucking dumb? You just broke my bus. We can't go nowhere.
Right.
Like, he broke it, so we had to call a mechanic.
But in their head, they're like, we don't give a fuck if we broke it because we know there's some shit in here.
Yeah, and then they followed us again. They made us pull over. But if they would have just, like, pulled him to the side, like, the first time, instead of saying, yo, we ain't fine shit, y'all good to go, we're just going to get the mechanic, y'all going to be back on the road.
Right.
That's how they, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's how they ended off. They didn't pull him like, bro, we know some shit's up. Like, they're sneaking you. And I didn't even think, and look, why, if there's famous luchadors over there, why am I the only one on the bus?
Right.
Exactly. Why weren't they on the bus? Mm. They're more popular than me, so why? I didn't think about none of that shit. Until we got to the hotel.
Wow.
I know. Scary.
Was it hard to like get back to normal wrestling life after that? Or
bro, I was literally like forced to just go back to normal. Like no time. Like the next day, probably like 2 days later, I had to do a video.
Mm.
I had to do a photo shoot. I'm just like, these motherfuckers, everyone. I was looking at all these people like repulsed. They had like probably 2,000 reposts like on the stories and shit. Everyone like, yo, get them help. This, everyone calling my phone. Then the next day when we make it back, no one give a fuck. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. All right, cool. Then I'm just back. And then my mind had to like adjust back to normal because I'm like, I almost just got kidnapped. And now every time we get on a bus, we like, if they ask, why do I got a gun and shit? I'm like, y'all ain't. Like, why? Why not? Like, I'm gonna bring everything I can. Like, we're gonna be a whole fucking military on the bus. Like, I don't care where we go. Like, we just ain't playing that shit.
I mean, at least in the future, you're gonna be a lot more street smart about those kind of things. But it's like the kind of lesson that you would never be able to learn unless you like went through something like that.
It's like, like I said, bro, if somebody was outside right now with a private jet with your face all over it, you're not going to question. You know. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so after that, I'm just like, I don't really fuck with people. We've been flying out here, linking up. My Uncle Alex over there, seeing us up and shit, yeah.
Child, ain't nobody cool. But, I mean, that's the crazy shit about that is that, like, you know, like, if you're a rapper, like, the business of being a rapper is that, like, you're going and you're doing shows down south a lot of times for sketchy-ass people who are potentially involved in illegal behavior, and you got to somehow get in, perform, and get out and get the money. And it's like, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, if you're performing at, like, super official clubs in L.A. and stuff, it's whatever. But if you're fucking playing in these random-ass places and stuff, it's like, there's a lot of risk involved with it. And, like, you know,
a lot of risk.
We wouldn't have necessarily known that the wrestling world would have intersected with that.
Bro, it's like, it's only because it's, what am I finna say, bro? We brought the culture, bro. We're going to bring the culture back into wrestling. It's so fucking dull and boring. Mm. If we get in there, like, all these shit that we do on Instagram, I was just like, bro, imagine if we did that shit on TV, that their ratings would be up. I'm like, bro, I wonder why they keep looking past it. And they don't want to, because no one ever just came off the internet. You know, the rappers and stuff like Bad Bunny and Snoop Dogg, you know, they go on WWE and they're already famous and whatever, but no one has made it off the internet as like a wrestler and just said, you know what? They just skipped training. Fuck it. Let's just go get them in.
If I was Vince McMahon, I would write the story so that you are like the cartel has like allowed you to escape for a week to wrestle or some shit. I would make it so that like that whole thing was like way more dramatic and like you somehow like, you know, the cartels have just released him to America to join the WWE.
And they were just badasses like whooping ass. Like, and bro, even if we do get on TV, I feel like the same rules are going to apply. Like, we're not going to be following like actual rules. Like, we're really finna just be whooping ass and shit, doing the same thing and breaking the rules and throwing little kids over the barricade, whooping their ass too, getting somebody's dad, giving him a kick in the mouth. Like, there's,
you gotta do it.
It's a ratings draw. Like, yeah, like I'm a bad guy. I'm not a good guy.
Right.
So
you are a heel.
Yeah, I'm a heel. Yeah. A heel. I like that term, bro. He's, bro, pounded, bro. He knows what the fuck going
I'm
on.
I'm deep
that
in the game. I always kind of like regretted that I like got into like rap and BMX and stuff, because if I hadn't found other interests, I probably would have just been like a wrestler guy.
You're
like tall. Like, I know, not like doing it, but like I have so many friends like throughout the years who like they have their like small group of buddies that they watch wrestling with and they talk about it like the biggest geeks on earth. And it's, I was kind of hated that I never really became that, you know.
It's cool though, like it's so like entertaining. We know what it is, but the stories and shit, like the conversation, it never dies. You know,
do you love like the wrestling culture per se though, like the actual like the world, like all the people that you're around when you're doing this kind of stuff, or
like the actual wrestling, right?
Yeah, you know, like the world of promoters and underground wrestling and stuff like that. Like, is that part of it that you love?
Yeah. And it's like, it's weird because it's always like bits and pieces of like wrestlers. Like this month, right? It was a dude from AEW who's with Chris Jericho, like in his group, like fighting with him every week. But he was in Walmart with us, like, fucking shit up and breaking tables and shit. So I'm like, okay, a wrestler does this, like, every 2 months, like a new one. And it's not bad. It's like, you know, they are reaching out. But I'm like, okay, if your wrestler's here fighting with us, we clearly got potential. Like, we're not just bullshitting. So I don't know what the head people or the – yeah, I don't know what the fuck going on.
I think it's just, like, they've been doing this for so long. They have this, like, super set way of the way that things are supposed to go and what people are going to want to see. And it's hard for them to necessarily, like, understand that shit that they haven't tried could work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that they just have – they have almost, like, too much analytics. Like, they know, like, this is the body type people want. These are the kind of characters they want.
They got people – they got strong people. They got – flying people, they got just people brawling. I want to bring the fucking like the brawling, like going crazy. Like we could be doing street fights. Like we could bring a lot of like actual shit to wrestling. Like, we're literally gonna make we made that shit relevant. There's if you go through my comment section, you can literally see people say, "Yo, I don't even watch WWE no more, but I look at these videos every day." Like, they diss them. It's like a diss song every time we drop a fucking video. They're dissing every wrestling promotion.
Right.
And mad that they're not signing. So like, y'all don't got a contract yet. I said, bro, y'all keep asking me that.
But do you think you would really want that contract once you're, like, actually on tour a huge part of the year and you're actually set in doing that? Like, do you think that would actually make you happy? Because you have a lot more freedom right now, right?
Yeah, because even me and the boys, we're like, we do want to get somewhere. We want to get somewhere with it. And if they bring us into a promotion, like, they're going to get mad because we're not going to be just thrown into a mix, and we're not finna just be throwing pancakes and being a little happy boy. Like, we're there to, like, actually do shit. I'm not saying, like, as soon as we get here, throw a belt on us and make us the head of the company, but we're going to actually, like, we want meaning. So wherever we go, like, you can't just, yeah, you're right about the contract shit. Yeah, I wouldn't even,
but you want to do it to at least prove you can do it. You know, like, if you do that for 6 months or a year and then you decide, I don't want to do that shit anymore, well, at least you, like, have been through that experience and you've proven to the overall industry, like, I'm capable of actually doing this shit.
I think one big fight, just one, like, Vince or whoever, they could bring it up. Someone in the wrestling world will call me out. I go up there and just one big ass match, and it gets built up correctly. My boys, we all jumping them. We're breaking in, like, the company going crazy and shit. I think that would be lit, other than us just being on the screen every week. We do want to do that, but it's how, like, they have to do it right. I'm not really finna take it. I'll literally rip a contract up.
Right. Definitely. Side note, do you have a Cuban doll tattoo?
Yeah.
Can we see it? What's it all about?
It's right here. It's probably a little faded, but it's there.
Why'd you get that?
That was she was the first, like, famous person to, like, interact with me, because she unblocked me too. Can y'all do that?
She blocked you?
Him. She has me blocked. No, this is when Tato, though, when Tato was, like, wilding and shit. It was Tato.
Oh, wow. So this is the I Kill Tato People era? Yeah.
Fuck, yes, it was. Damn it. I was trying to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was like, even, like, she sent me a show when she was in Dallas, and I was just like, no fucking way. This was just me. So we get in our little SUV, we drive out there, and then she shook me up. We did a handshake, and I'm like, I don't even know her, and we just did a fucking handshake, bro.
Best handshake of your life?
She shook me up out of bludge, bro.
Wow.
And I did it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was clean.
Think about, like, power bombing her?
I'm not touching Cuban doll. She could, like, elbow drop me or something, but I ain't.
Maybe one of these girls that you're on tour with, maybe they could beat
her up. Yeah, I still need her to unblock me, though.
If you saw Tato, would you be like, hey, let me RKO you for the internet?
I need to talk with Tato.
Really? What do you think that would be like?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
On BD!
I get it. Look, you know what? I get it. You know, everyone, Chicago, whatever,
right.
Guns. But, bro, one-on-one, come on now.
In the ring.
Right. You know what the fuck? You know what I'm saying, dude? Like, I could put 20K up there. I'm clearing out any, like, there's no rapper, dude.
Right.
They're not about, bro. Like, I get it. You know, they're hard with their little guns and shit. But come on, dude.
Tato, to me, seems like someone who...
He don't got it in him.
No, I was not going to say that. I was going to say I think he has it in him. Pause.
But you think he has it in him?
I don't really see Tato. Like, when he screamed at 6ix9ine, I kill people, in that moment, I felt like he wasn't lying.
He can kill people, but can he?
I don't think he's actively killing people.
No, but can he, like, you know, I don't think you get what I'm saying. He can do that, but can he do this?
I don't think he can wrestle.
Fuck the wrestling. One cage, all hands. He got me blocked by Cuban doll. She's tattooed on me. But I'm mad.
You would. That is kind of fucked up when you think about it like that. I got a tattooed on me and I'm blocked.
Bro, the dude, bro, he's laughing, dude. Like, be professional, guy. Who is that guy?
I don't know. Who? Josh?
Hey, Josh.
You should powerbomb him also.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm not showing it. It's there. It's there, though. It's there.
Right.
Do you believe it's there?
I mean, I guess. Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, it doesn't sound like anything that anyone would lie about.
Thank you.
Did you see when she walked out of here?
Yeah.
It was tough.
I was watching. I was like, bro. I was like, I said, fuck Adam, bro.
I play around too much.
Quit pissing off my homegirl.
I feel it.
She still got me blocked.
Yeah.
Well, she locked a bitch in a cage, allegedly.
She did?
Oh, you don't know about that.
Bro, I'm going to give her a pass.
I'm going to leave that alone, then.
I'm going to give her a pass, bro. She's okay. Just tell her, hit me up. We'll talk about it.
She gets it in, apparently. Allegedly. What are your worst injuries from doing this? Because I've seen you guys do stuff where I'm like, wow, he was just an inch away from knocking his teeth out.
Did you see my back?
No.
Pause. Bro, I'm not going to cap. I'm going to show you this video, all right? All of our backs are just like fucking out of there, bro. Hold up. Where's this video? So they threw me corner to the corner of an air hockey table.
Oh, wow.
Back first. No protection.
Ouch.
Bro, see, when Sounds I terrible. Look.
Oh, Jesus.
You see that?
And that was supposed to look like that.
No.
It was a
Even
little.
This, look, this is him.
Oh, God.
I know.
What's the worst one, though, that like made it so you couldn't wrestle for like a long period of time?
Nothing.
Nothing that actually
that
stopped
one,
you?
That was the worst one, and it gave me like a little pinch for like a week. I thought I was paralyzed. When that happened, I actually was on the floor like, this nigga just paralyzed me.
If that happened to me, I think I would be paralyzed, yeah.
Yeah, that's a paralyzing. I would never do it again.
Right.
But I'm like, damn. And then we got on ridiculousness because you saw that one where he landed on his like neck.
Right.
We don't get hurt.
Right. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you look at like, it's kind of crazy when you think about like what happens to wrestlers over time where, you know, you just keep pushing your willingness to get hurt and you keep getting older and it's easier to get hurt. And then all of a sudden you're at WrestleMania and you're diving off of a fucking 40-foot platform onto the ring and shit. And it really is like this, you know, like your career is just destroying your body after a point. Like that's the whole thing that happens throughout your career is just killing yourself more and more. Right.
Yeah. But I'm 23 and I know when to put stuff down. I'm not going to sit here and I probably will. But the shit that we're doing now, we're not going to have to do it again. We already did it. Mm. I went through thumbtacks. We landed on our backs. We land on our backs. It doesn't even hurt no more. Like, we landed on our necks, backflips go wrong.
You spend any time in the gym just to prepare for it?
No. We don't even rehearse. We're literally like, yo, okay, this, go. And there's not even a mistake. We just did one on Rodeo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just did one out there, and we just did it. The cops were just fucking with us. That's why.
The cops didn't care?
No, they were just following us, being weird.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. Like every corner, they're on a walkie-talkie. Hey, bro, they just went down the street. I'm like, bro, get your weird ass on.
They see us carrying the table, so they know something's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because on Rodeo, there's so much crazy shit going on. People getting robbed, all kinds of wild ass shit right now. Shit. Oh, yeah.
I don't even know nothing about Rodeo.
People keep getting jacked for their expensive ass watches over there, which is like, you always kind of felt like Beverly Hills, like shopping areas were sort of immune to the sort of like hoods that are like 20 minutes away.
That's what it looks like.
Now in the quarantine, motherfuckers are getting robbed over there.
Ain't gonna rob us.
It's not happening. And no, if they do rob us, just record it.
I don't think they'll rob you, but I think the cops were probably looking at you like there was a good chance you're about to rob somebody. Damn, what a
six-foot carrying this, what is it, 12-foot table?
Yeah.
12-foot table. We're just carrying it. Broke it, left it there.
8-foot. It was an 8-foot. Oh, 8-foot. Yeah, it was a $70 table. We just broke it.
Who would you like to collab with in terms of videos and stuff? Like, is there anybody in particular you could see yourself doing some action with?
Bro, okay, action. What does that pertain to? Like, who, like, what group of people, like, category wise, are we talking about? Like, artists or anybody?
I mean, I would love to see you put BFB the Pac Man through a table. I would love to see you.
Bro, I can get him on my shoulders and.
Oh, my God.
We can make this happen.
No, I don't know what kind of shoulder strength you have. That's about a 400 pound guy right there.
Is he really? What's it like, 3 something?
Low 300s.
Dude, I can get him on my shoulders and throw him.
He's a husky postal worker. But I would like to see it.
Yeah. Hey. Tell him, bro. Set that up, bro. Even, bro, where the fuck is this Mario Judah dude?
Oh, Mario Judah? That? Yeah, he got to get beat up. You got to get him, yep.
Yeah.
You want me to tap you in with him? I could.
Do it.
I honestly think he might be down. He's kind of nuts.
He's not.
Bring him.
Yeah, we're going to get him on his shoulders.
We could shoot for the stars. Why don't we just, like, get Lil Baby in there? Like, yeah, you're famous. You're popping. Who gives a fuck? Get beat up in the ring.
Who else?
Pooh Shiesty?
Who's Shiesty?
You're running around with guns and shit? Let's see what you got in the ring.
Yeah. 20, bro. I know they'll do it for 20 bands, bro. They got it in them, bro. If we just got on the street and just start fucking around, they have fun. I know they be having fun sometimes, bro. They can get that shit in. It's not even fun, though. When you get kicked in the face, we're really kicking the face. I don't know what y'all think is going on. Like, there's no edits. Like, we're dead ass just like going out the end. Like, we're getting it in.
Right.
So.
I love it, man. I like the energy with it. You know, it's like I was a big fan of ECW and shit back in the day. And then it kind of felt like that energy, like, didn't really, like, all
it
of a sudden
carry on.
Wrestling's kind of clean cut now.
Very clean cut. Mm-hmm. And they keep trying to up it, but it's still on that, like, it's still like bitch made, you know, like they're still bleeping shit out and they're not bleeding as much as the blood was cool. You don't have to bleed, but like,
I liked it when wrestling was a place for offensive things to happen. Like, this is a place where you're going to see a wrestler say a horrible thing to another female wrestler or some shit, but you get it that he's the villain. That's okay.
Yeah. Talking shit to the crowd, telling everyone to suck it.
Yeah. Oh God. Getting suspended from high school for doing the suck it thing. Like, dude, everyone my age knows somebody who got suspended for doing the suck it thing in school.
I definitely point, got in trouble. Yeah.
Guillermo. Shout out to this kid, Guillermo, who I remember got in trouble for when I was in school. Fuck. I don't know. So, like, what in terms of, like, what you got going on right now, what's the plan? What are you excited about? How are you going to take this thing to the next level? I feel like a lot of the people out there are going to be pretty hyped on this interview and probably tune in. But what's your personal plans?
I mean, like, we have backed up videos right now. I don't even know. Like, direction-wise, we literally just do this shit. It just keeps growing.
Right.
Like, I just got up another 1,000 right now. 207.
Whoop.
Shout out to the whoever that follower was. But, yeah, that's it, man. We're just going to keep growing. Like, it's either someone picks us up or we're going to get so big or we don't need anybody. That's really how we look at it.
When I look at it, too, it's pretty impressive because you guys do so much wrestling that you'll have one post with, like, five fucking videos on it. And sometimes they're, like, clips of like the best parts from the video.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, each of these could be a different post. That's pretty, it's a lot of content right there if you can fucking watch like 5 minutes of people beating each other's ass. But you find that it does better as separate videos rather than one long Instagram TV?
Yeah, because, I don't know why. Yeah, okay. The one that I just did that had like five videos on it, that went viral.
Okay.
And it went viral because it had this, and that. People, they all come to my page. They're new. They don't see the old videos. Mm. So there's times like we need a break. We're like, all right, just pull the throwbacks out, and then we'll put all the ones that we know that they didn't see. Then it just goes reviral again.
Mm.
And yeah, that's how that works. We used to do them every day. Now we post every 2 days. Like we just made that decision like 2 months ago.
Have you thought about doing your own event?
We need some strings pulled. We could do our own event, even in our own city, but people be, you know, they talk. Mm. They talk more than they deliver. They'll be like, yo, let's work, let's do this. Yo, we can get this venue, this. They never hit us back on that.
Really?
Yeah, a freaking event would work. We could even have, we try to culture it out, have artists even come perform.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, and it'll be lit, and that will be the main event.
I'm just picturing like a massive smoke out where everybody is getting high as fuck, and then there's also a wrestling match. That to me would be very exhilarating.
That's new, yeah. Because we're in Texas. I would never have thought about. I would have never even thought about that. But if we do that in LA, I'm pretty sure we could.
There's
some strings could be pulled. I know you. Mm. If you look, one promote, you get the whole room. We're gonna like put a show on. I don't even care. Look, my knees. Elbows, everything. I'm going to have knee pain. We're going to be safe. He's going to be doing some crazy shit. I'm going to fuck him up.
After quarantine, bro, there's just going to be such a crazy... Like, everybody... It was kind of like before quarantine, it was like, you know, there's so much shit going on in LA that sometimes it felt like you have a good show or whatever, and people still didn't really go, or people weren't as easy to get hyped about shit. Post-quarantine, everybody's going to be looking for a reason to get out of the house. I'm predicting, like, an insane surge in cocaine overdoses and shit. Because everybody's going to be out the crib having fun for the first time in a long time.
And I seen a lot of cocaine with my couple of days here. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Shout out to Alex. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I shout him out in every song that we do, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a line in every song that we do.
Alex does?
Yes. I have. Oh, wow. He gets shouted out. Packages, everything.
Wow.
Ounces.
I could give you some good shout outs to do about this guy in the future. That's a good idea. All right. Anybody you want to shout out, and where should they go to look for you? And also, do you have much of a YouTube presence? Because I'm searching you up on there.
Our
I'm
YouTube
not really
keeps getting
much.
Deleted. It keeps oh, getting. They keep why. Deleting our videos. Not. I have a YouTube, but it's for. That's where we put our music. We're trying to get a vlog. Like we're gonna get it started. It's gonna take a little. But
like a Nelk Boys style vlog, but doing a lot of the shit that you're doing, I feel like could be huge. Just a lot
team.
Of action packed in. Yeah, you just gotta
it's
get a good team.
Yeah,
you
know? That's it. If we had a camera guy who's not like lazy and wants to do the vlogging, well, we'll be taking trips, doing all this shit.
Because you gotta just like in the vlog have like narrative elements to it, the same way that when you're watching WWE, that there's like these skits that are like helping to tell the story, and then the wrestling is just sort of like filling in parts of that. But you could so do that in the vlog, like, you know, just really be like sort of creating storylines between each other, and like, oh, we gotta go find this dude to fuck him up, yada yada, and just have it be like kind of blurred lines between reality and wrestling shit.
Hell,
you know?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I can see the vision.
Like before Buffalo Wild was in the shit, we could have just said we was coming to go get you, then we found you in L.
Right.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I think the sky's the limit, and I'm excited to see what this interview does for y'all and where y'all can take it in the
all
future,
right, bro.
Man.
Hey, we finna see, but we ain't gonna slow down. Like, as soon as we get back to Texas, we're leaving tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We got some shit. You know, wait, you been watching wrestling?
Yeah.
Like Undertaker era too, like 2000.
Loved it. Yeah, I was like original Undertaker era, but I agree. Yeah, like that was some of the best shit.
I guarantee, within 3 days, you'll see us with Teddy Long.
Really.
Guaranteed. They got something for us out there as soon as we get back.
That's lit.
Yeah, they said it. He runs that school. He's in Dallas. I don't even think it's a school. It's some promotion. They requested it.
I got a friend, Kareem Williams, who lives in Austin or Dallas, but he's from Dallas. And I don't know exactly where he is right now, but he's a great guy. I would love to see you guys beat the shit out of him in some way. Maybe I could hook
He's
you
out up. There?
He's like a BMX pro, too. So like maybe you all can make something happen.
Yeah, he can hit the ground.
We can take him out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can hit the
we
ground.
We just took a skateboarder.
Oh, no. Wait till you see this dude. He's been through it all. Like he looks like he's hit the ground a few times. Yeah.
All right, shit. Let's get it.
I'm going to line it up.
Do
right.
We look like we hit the ground?
Not as much as he's
That's
at the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't got no scars, huh?
Yeah. You should be fine. You should be able to take it.
Hey, but real talk, y'all. Instagram, LZRD.ADREAN, Laura Adrian. Go ahead, Jermanto. Give me yours, too.
Instagram, Jermanto, JERMANTHO _.
And, yeah, shout out to here two times. Shout out Childish, Sabino. Shout out Ace. Shout out Aaliyah, Chris, MJ. That's it, man. That's the whole group right now.
Yeah, and hey,
miss somebody, right? Shout out Kim too. Yeah, we gotta get our rapper in too. Yeah, who else? Who we missing?
We straight.
All right, we good. Then all right, that's it, bro.
Shout out to you for not being murdered by these dudes in this whole tour bus story too, because that story really felt like it could only go one way. But you were sitting right here, so I knew it wasn't gonna go that way. But
it was no. I'm not gonna lie to you. There was no, and even in the contract signing, there was no way that they were gonna get me to go to Mexico. In my head, I already knew. I said they're not gonna get me to go to. I would have jumped off the bus like that. It was not gonna happen. They was not gonna get me to go. Somehow, some way,
they would have shaved your head and turned you into a luchador.
Yeah, they would have shaved my head, bro. I have a peanut head too. I ain't going for that shit.
A
bro.
Peanut head?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm never going bald, bro.
Oh,
I was going bald.
Hey, Coolio said that too, and look at him now. All right, appreciate you guys. Much love.
Appreciate you too.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe,
yes,
and NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. See ya.